Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Daniel Israel, GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham. We're sitting in the middle of this third wave, this awful transmissibility issue. How do you see the differences between the second wave versus the third?
Yeah, so Simon, I think we should have spoken more often, because the hope was that things were getting better and now they're not. But look, I mean, there's a few things to understand. All over the world, when waves have happened, they go up and they go down. And I mean, that sounds obvious, but I think that a lot of our community feels at the moment, it's like, when is this going to end? Is this ever going to end? Yeah. And they do end. I mean, we've seen even in the worst waves, and God forbid that should ever happen to us, but like in India, and we got bad and then it got better. So, you know, to answer your question on a practical level, we are certainly seeing a far larger number of patients on the ground who are COVID positive than we've had in probably both the other waves put together. They're not all necessarily sicker. Although we hear one hears on the outside these terrible stories of people who have done so badly, if you look at the average person on COVID, I mean, they're not necessarily getting worse ill as a whole. It's just there are many more people infected. So at the same percentage, you're going to get a higher number of complicated cases and deaths, et cetera, unfortunately. But certainly, we haven't seen a downtrend in the numbers yet. And we'll have to wait a week from the time that these new social measures have been implemented to get that downtrend. And hopefully that will happen soon.
That is interesting, Daniel, because many experts were saying it's too late, that the measures were introduced just way too late to have the desired effect. What would be your opinion on that?
So I think the rationale behind that is, like, once something's spreading around a community, it's really hard to contain it. But that said, on simple terms, if you look at the fact that the majority of people in South Africa are not immune to COVID, and you look at the fact that the most successful measures of containing it is social distancing, mask wearing, etc., at any point when you lock down a community, you are going to get a decrease in numbers. The question is, how sustainable is that, and what are the collateral damages from that, which is a whole other discussion. But so it is too late, but the reality is that it is still very much something that should be pursued, because it can just get worse and worse without doing these measures.
And Daniel, you who face the patients day after day after day, are there any differences in terms of how this is presenting in the third wave as opposed to how it was in the second?
So I would say yes, but anecdotally. I mean, I'm very careful with this type of question to say that. I mean, there are no studies at the moment that show that you know, Delta presents as this and Beta as that, or now, you know, this will take time to come out. But certainly on an anecdotal level, I'm seeing patients who are presenting sore throats more than before, head colds and very like normal upper respiratory symptoms, who then get tested and are positive. And then obviously the whole story about children getting this who didn't get it before. But what's interesting to know is that with other viruses in the world, I mean, we've certainly seen, if you think back to swine flu, at the beginning when swine flu hit the world, mm-hmm. people were admitted for swine flu, because it was such a serious condition. And over time, viruses mutate, and normally not always for the worst, or not for the worst. So the fact that we're seeing very common presentations of upper respiratory infections that land up being COVID might be, in my optimistic way of thinking, a sign in the future that, you know, COVID will become more like a normal flu in years to come. And people like Prof. Shubh have attested to that.
Yes, I must say, he has mentioned that, and it's been very reassuring to keep that at the back of one's mind, thinking, you know, this will be just a serious flu, perhaps in the future. I was wondering, just on a personal level, Daniel, the fact that you are vaccinated this time around going into the third wave, does that give you any sort of sense of comfort, as opposed to having been a treating doctor not being vaccinated in the second wave?
I suppose it does, and that's why it saddens me that in our community we don't have that everybody can feel the same way, even those who aren't treating patients. But, you know, certainly when one looks at, we all know that having a vaccine doesn't stop a person from contracting COVID. It reduces the chances, but maybe at most by 50%. But certainly in terms of trial data so far, there has been very few and far between cases of patients who have really complicated badly once they've been fully vaccinated on either regimen. So, you know, the fact that I've been fortunate to be blessed with having a vaccine a few months ago certainly makes me feel a little bit more empowered to be able to be, I'm certainly much more in touch with patients face to face than I was, you know, in the first waves. And I think that's inevitable. So it's something I'm very grateful for and I wish upon everyone in this community soon.
Daniel, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. This is our end of the week show. So Shabbat Shalom to you, even though it is a day early. And as always, thank you for talking to us on Chai FM.
Thank you, Simon. Shabbat Shalom.